UK project forecasts future of militias, feudal Scotland, over climate change. By Peter Cattle on January 17, 2022. A project headed up by two government bodies has forecasted that climate change may result in the emergence of militias and a feudal Scotland. Jointly led by the Met Office and UK Research and Innovation, a project looking to examine Britain's future struggles over climate change has predicted the rise of militias, as well as a feudal Scotland due to the crisis. A number of scenarios also include reference to the collapse of Britain's socialized health system, the NHS, with one even suggesting that an egalitarian UK would rejoin the EU sometime after 2070. Uncovered by the Daily Mail on Saturday, the Shared Socioeconomic Pathways project outlines five future scenarios facing the UK, produced to help answer key questions about the country's resilience to climate change. While some of the scenarios are less alarmist, such as scenarios 2 and 5, others predict futures not unlike a dystopian sci-fi novel. Scenario 3, titled Regional Rivalry, predicts the UK government collapsing completely as a result of climate-related issues, with bands of militias requisitioning arms in order to keep the peace. The scenario also predicts Scotland breaking away from the rest of the UK in 2040, with a clan system based on a feudal system reminiscent of the Middle Ages emerging sometime around 2070 after the independent Scottish state also collapses. Meanwhile, Scenario 4 illustrates a UK completely dominated by business interests, dividing the country between a very wealthy elite and an extremely poor underclass. Divisions in the latter half of the century get so bad in this scenario that military conscription is reintroduced so the elite can export criminality outside the state. By contrast, the most optimistic scenario for the UK involves rejoining a progressive and expanded EU, while the UK adopts a more federalist system, moving power away from Westminster. Doomsday predictions are hardly new when it comes to climate change, with the UN warning last year of climate chaos should last year's climate summit in Glasgow have failed. Bjørn Lomborg, an expert on climate and president of the Copenhagen Consensus, criticized doomsday scenarios in a Wall Street Journal article published last year. "It's easy to construct climate disasters," Lomborg said. "You just find a current, disconcerting trend and project it into the future, while ignoring everything humanity could do to adapt." An article in Scientific American also made similar criticisms of such scenarios, claiming that humanity will be able to easily accommodate the gradual effects of climate change, and so any apocalyptic scenarios attributed to the phenomenon are false. Despite this, the Daily Mail reports that a government spokesman for the Met Office, one of the government bodies that are leading the project which commissioned the future scenarios, has defended the work produced. The Shared Socioeconomic Pathways project is important in order to understand climate risk and resilience as climate change and socioeconomic factors are highly linked. The publication reports the spokesman as saying, "It is just one project as part of a wider program of science research funded by the UK government's Strategic Priorities Fund on UK climate resilience," they continue. "These include research programs to protect the environment and communities from the effects of climate change and to support a move to a low-carbon economy."